This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
According to the Justice Department, it's the biggest settlement in a healthcare fraud case in history. GlaxoSmithKline, the big British drug maker, will pay $3 billion in fines and compensation to the U.S. government and U.S. states. That's for pushing doctors to prescribe drugs for uses that were not approved by the FDA and for failing to inform U.S. regulators of potential dangerous side effects, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The drugs involved in Glaxo's guilty plea are Paxil and Wellbutrin, both antidepressants, and Avandia, a diabetes drug. Glaxo's aggressive sales force encouraged doctors to prescribe the antidepressants to young people, even though that hadn't been approved by the FDA. They offered perks like ski trips to Colorado and pheasant hunting junkets in Europe. Bob Goldberg of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest says Glaxo falsely touted Paxil's effectiveness.
Glaxo was claiming that it reduced certain forms of depression in kids, even though they had not gone through the usual studies to support that data.
Glaxo's marketing force sometimes plugged the antidepressant Wellbutrin to doctors as the, quote, happy, horny, skinny pill to encourage them to prescribe it off-label for weight loss and ADHD in young people. In the case of Avandia, Glaxo withheld crucial safety information about heart health from the FDA. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.